欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年8月30日，今天我们来聊政治新闻。放宽美国牛肉等肉品进口法规来换取国际信任。其实这篇新闻的原文是这样说的， Is meat import rule to earn international trust 菜。August 29, CNA. The move by Taiwan to ease rules on pork and beef imports from the United States will help Taiwan build international trust, President Tsai Ing-wen said Saturday. In a post on her Facebook page, Tsai said the easing of restrictions has received positive response.From several high-ranking U.S. government officials who have expressed optimism over the future development of bilateral trade between the two sides. On Friday, Tsai announced that Taiwan will set standards for rectopamine residued in imported pork, reversing herDemocratic Progressive Party's long insistence on a zero-tolerance policy toward the controversial lens promoting feed additive. Rectopamine is currently banned for use in pigs in Taiwan, as well as in the European Union and China, because ofconcerns over its safety to both of animals and humans. Taiwan will also open its market to U.S. beef from cattle aged over 30 months, which has been barred because of fears of mad cow disease. After Tsai's announcement, U.S.Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, among many others, praised Taiwan's move to relax its import rules on U.S. pork and beef. Pence said the decision opens the door.For further economic cooperation and a stronger trade partnership with Taiwan. Tsai said the move was evidence that Taiwan was willing to remove difficulties in trade relationship between the two countries and called it the right decision at the right time to forge closer bilateral or even multilateral trade ties in the global market.The decision was critical for Taiwan to build international trust in the country, Tsai said. Following Tsai's announcement, Taiwan will allow imports of pork containing a controversial feed additive and American beef from cattle aged over 13 months starting on January 1, 2021. According to...The Council of Agriculture, the Ministry of Economic Affairs said Friday the decision will be conducive to establishing a bilateral trade agreement, BTA, between Taiwan and the U.S. 这篇新闻的中文大意其实是说，蔡英文总统呢认为啊，台湾来放宽就是进口美国的猪肉和牛肉的规定，会有助于台湾能够建立起那种国际的信任。那这个措施就是放宽限制的措施，已经得到美国一些比较高的那种官员、政府官员的积极的回应。他们也认为说，这对我们美国跟台湾啊双方之间的贸易未来发展会比较乐观。那但是对于这个其实就是美国猪肉啊有莱克多巴胺的问题啊的残留的这个标准的问题，一直以来就是以前然后民进党 长期都对那种瘦肉精啊，或者是那种添加剂啊，是零容忍的一个政策，就完全跟他当时民进党的坚持是相反的。而且，其实人们担心莱克多巴胺，其实也是对动物或者是人类都有安全性上的疑虑。那所以是台湾和欧盟还有中国大陆，其实都是禁止使用的。那再来就是台湾也开始开放30个月以上的牛，就是美国牛肉啦的市场进口。那其实以前呢会很担心，以前是禁止的，是因为美国有那个狂牛症。那蔡英文这样的消息一宣布之后，美国副总统彭斯跟国务卿庞佩奥等人都比较赞赏啦，表现得很开心啊。就是认为说，台湾这样的举动，其实就是美国可以跟台湾再进一步，有没有经济合作啊，加强贸易伙伴关系啦。那蔡英文也表示说，其实这一个举动的政策，其实就是台湾很希望能够在全世界的市场建立，特别是跟美国建立更紧密的一种贸易关系。然后，所以他认为啦，就是其实台湾要消除这样子的一个贸易关系，其实是蛮困难的一个举动，但是他觉得有必要做，也是时候该这样子做了。那这样的决定其实对台湾来建立，就是让美国啊，让国际信任是很重要的。那根据农委会呢的表的说法，就是其实台湾开始会从明年吧，2021年1月开始会来进口30个月以上的美国牛肉，但是也会对于里面比较严格一点的，比如说瘦肉精或者是莱克多巴胺这种，也会超级严格的管制，就是尽可能保护台湾的动物和一些人类食用的安全性，就对。那总之，这个举动应该是可以加强台湾跟美国之间的双边贸易协定 （BTA） 这样。那这一篇我比较不懂的单字就是 ractopamine，就是莱克多巴胺 （RACTOPAMINE）。ractopamine。好，那我们值得思考的议题是什么呢？就是我国应否透过放宽进口美国肉品管制来换取国际对我国的信任呢？Should Taiwan ease rules on imports of American meat in exchange for international trust in Taiwan? In fact, the problem of importing American beef and pork in exchange for Taiwan's entry into an international trade agreement has a long story. In the past, it has always been because the United States likes to use meat that they do not eat domestically as a bargaining chip, threatening Taiwan to accept it, otherwise it will not help and support us to enjoying the trade agreement with the United States. In the beginning, we were always, because of the serious problem of mad cow disease in the United States, if we rashly import American beef and other meats, it is likely to endanger the health of the people of Taiwan. Therefore, we have always been reluctant to ease the control policy. Furthermore, the KMT opponents' opinions are that if American meat is imported, it is likely to affect the domestic pork and beef markets in Taiwan. Therefore, for me, I always regard the import of American meat as a political pawn. Now that the international situation is changing rapidly, Taiwan desperately needs the support of the United States. Otherwise, we are deeply threatened by China's security issue. Therefore, if relaxing the import control of American meat can exchange Taiwan's greater international trust and living space, then I support it Of course, the condition is that I believe that the Taiwanese government will strictly control health and safety issues. Let Taiwanese people eat meat imported from the United States without worrying about health and safety issues. 你们对于这个议题有什么其他的看法吗？都欢迎留言让我知道，好吗？ See you next time.